This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1650. Flip the switch on your approach to English conversation.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. The number one reason you get lost in a group English conversation when the topic changes is because you are taking on a passive role in that conversation. Today, find out how to do the opposite and drive the conversation in English.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Michelle, how's everything?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
I'm feeling great. How's the weather in New York today?
Really, really hot, like the kind of hot where you don't want to go outside for more than a second. But I have a 2-year-old, so I can't stay inside. So we sweat.
Oh, New York summers. Very humid.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. How about you? How's the weather over there?
It's hot here too. We're coming into the end of summer. I guess we're getting into fall now, right? By the end of September, but can still be really hot at times. Yeah, totally.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm excited for it to cool down just a little bit. Famous last words, because then it's going to be freezing.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait. Negative 25. That day's coming, Michelle. Then you'll regret. You'll eat your words.
I know. Oh my gosh. Okay, Lindsay, so we have a very interesting topic today. I believe it must have been Jessica who interviewed a student named Yumilcio from Mozambique. And basically, so she interviewed him and she mentioned that this student and other students have said that they lose track of, you know, group conversations when they're in a situation and someone suddenly changes the topic to like another random topic that he wasn't prepared for. So
yeah.
That's really what we're going to focus on today, like what to do in that situation. And we kind of have what we're going to say what might surprise you about, you know, really following these topics and what you should do. So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, you're going to give you guys one key mindset. It's a mindset thing, right? And there are certain strategies and tactics we can follow as well. But Michelle, before we get into that, I want to let our listeners know the contest is almost over. So if you have not signed up yet to compete, you can still get to the top of the leaderboard. I'm sure you can. So Michelle, what exactly are we competing on?
Okay, guys, if you love All Ears English, we want you to enter this contest. This is about sharing the show with friends, family members, whoever you think would really love this show. So how it works is you go to allearsenglish.com/share contest. Again, allearsenglish.com/share, S-H-A-R-E, contest. So there you actually can sign up and get this unique link to send around to people to get on our leaderboard to get people to listen to All Ears English.
Exactly. And that way we could track how many times you guys have shared it and we'll know who shared it the most. And then the winner is going to get a chance to choose a member of the team. It would be me, Michelle, Aubrey, or Jessica to meet with for 15 minutes to chat and just meet the person, right? You get to meet the podcaster. So cool. And what's the second prize, Michelle?
But the second prize is a month of free transcripts, which that's an awesome prize.
Also very cool. And I already know there, I've talked to one student who I know he's going to be competing. So guys, you better get on it. You've got a few days left. We're going to have a lot of competition here.
Yes.
So really good stuff. Okay. Exciting.
Good luck. Good luck, guys. Good luck. Okay. Good luck.
Okay.
So yeah, so let's get into it. So yeah, this idea of like suddenly changing topics, you know, we've kind of talked about that a little bit before, but today we're going to change it up a little bit. I'm glad that this topic is here, right? Because it can be stressful when you lose track. When you're in this group and someone changes the topic and you're like, wait, I was settling into the last topic, but that's life, guys. That's these conversations. So we're going to give you a different outlook. So here is what we think. We think you should take charge. Okay.
Ooh, what does that
mean? You take charge. So here we go. Really think about shifting your mindset. So instead of really thinking, obviously, you want to be able to listen and follow, but start to think in a more confident way. Start to think about being the person in control. So for example, you can actually be the one to bring up a topic just like anyone else, right? It can still make listening a bit intimidating. But if you start to shift your mindset so that you're more in control, the confidence, I think, will start to develop, which I think when you have that confidence, I think that will also start to seep into, you know, the improvement in your listening skills.
Yeah, it really makes me think of that expression, Michelle, fake it till you make it. Right. Because you are just flipping on its head your approach to conversation, and you are saying, I'm the one leading this conversation. You are changing the subject to something that you're interested in, right? You're dominant, not dominating the conversation, but you're guiding it, right? And then you become confident as a result of doing that. So it's like the confidence comes as a result of the action. It's not the other way around.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's just a different way of thinking, a new mindset that I really, really love. So, I mean, let's expand with some more tips.
Okay. How can we do this, right?
Yeah,
how do we actually?
Guys, you need ideas. You need material. We spend a lot of time on this topic on the podcast, right? You need to be consuming. We were even just talking about this the other day. Consuming more English. You need ideas. You need pop culture, current events, and you need to be able to link these ideas to each other and, in general, consume more media. Guys, I often have students who say they don't watch TV or they don't watch the news. And maybe it seems kind of frivolous, like, oh, why do I need to watch it? But it's so important. And I would say it's probably more important than your textbook. What do you think, Lindsay?
Oh, definitely. Because the textbook is just giving us these structures, the rigid structures. But if you have nothing to say, I would rather have a lot to say, but make small mistakes in my grammar than have nothing to say, but have perfect grammar. Because which way is going to help you connect? And we're all about connection, not perfection, as you know, guys. Michelle, this makes me think of over on IELTS Energy podcast, our other podcast, we talk a lot about creating a culture of thinking. And this is also how you get a band 7 or higher on IELTS is by creating a culture of thinking for yourself. And that starts with media consumption ideas. Doesn't have to be trashy TV, right? It could even be reading a book or learning about history, right? Or movies.
Yeah.
It's just a culture of thinking. So you're consuming and then you're thinking about them and then you're discussing them.
Yeah. And again, it doesn't have to be a trashy TV, but a good idea, like, I mean, you might want to look at like what's number one on Netflix, you know, like what the most popular things are.
Right, because people will be talking about that, right, Michelle? Yeah.
What?
People will be talking about
that.
Yeah,
right, exactly. So you know that like that's the thing that you should be that is likely to come up in conversation. So yeah, you can choose anything, but maybe choose like one of the best selling books or, you know, watch like a really popular show. I think that's a really good way to, I mean, look at the charts and, you know, you can choose what you want, choose what interests you, but it just kind of another angle to go at it from.
Yeah, it makes me think of the 80-20 approach or the approach to work smarter, not harder, right? So if you know you're going to a party this weekend, it's going to be 100% in English with native speakers, you know, and you only have 10 minutes a day to prepare, you should look at the top charts because that is working smart, not hard. Right? You can't consume all the media in the world in those 10 minutes a day, but you could know what are the top 5 most consumed pieces of media that probably one of them is going to come up in one way or another.
Right. Exactly.
There is 1 week left for the share contest, but anyone can still win. So go to allearsenglish.com/share contest, sign up and share the link to All Ears English with your friends. Whoever shares the most gets a 15-minute meet and greet live with a podcaster of their choice. Lindsay, Michelle, Jessica, or Aubrey. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/share contest.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So yeah, I mean, this is going to make you more aware of what's going on in a conversation, right? So you can understand more, but you can also think of those ideas and control the conversation as well to add to it.
When you
can hear something in a conversation and realize you can add something from pop culture or a current event point, that's when I think the real connection really comes into play.
Oh, it totally is. And guys, check out the other episodes that we've done on adding, what is it, quotes, Michelle, from famous TV shows, when you can add quotes or come back and respond to someone's quote.
I think we've done stuff on political quotes also.
Political quotes. Yeah. And that would be next level. But just having the material to talk about the contents of the show, that's enough. Michelle, so that's the first tip, right? You need ideas. And what would be the second tip?
The second tip is to listen for buzzwords. So maybe you're having a hard time understanding every word, or, you know, somebody interrupts and changes the subject, right? And it can be stressful because you hear like so many words all at once and everybody gets excited with the topic change and everything. But you know what? That's okay. Listen for the real content words in this situation and hang on to them. So like try to tie things together by the buzzwords. So obviously, you know, like, for example, you might hear words like school or masks, or you might hear a celebrity's name, things like that. So that also ties into that number one idea of having ideas, consuming more. So you might not like completely, you know, you might miss a few words, but you might be able to get that main idea.
Yeah, I love that. So listen for the buzzwords and then listen for the content around those words. It's kind of how you would approach an exam, like looking for the main idea and then looking for what comes around it for the details. I like it. I like it.
That's true.
Okay. So Michelle, what else? Do we need to prepare ourselves?
So the next one we have a couple more that we'll hit on quickly. So it's listen for – oh, wait. I literally just did that. prep yourself. So this is similar to the media idea. But this is, you know, make a weekly or a monthly list of important topics that people might be talking about, right? This kind of goes into what we were saying before with like consuming media, things like that. So maybe actually have a list that is like, oh, what's going on in the world? What's popular? So actually write it down and then your ears will perk up when you hear someone talk about it. So that's kind of just a more concrete way of, you know, really planning this out for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And I think just by doing this little extra step that so few English learners do, this is going to give you the confidence. Just having the familiarity, you made that list, you hear the word, hey, I know that stuff. That's my material. I made a list of it earlier. I'm ready. And then your mindset will shift, right? Then you're in control.
Right. Which leads us to our last tip, Lindsay. What is it?
It's you have to realize that your value goes beyond language, right? I mean, this is getting into the spiritual side, which is what I love, right? We have to understand we add a ton of value just being present in a conversation. So you got to know that. You got to recognize that. It goes beyond making mistakes. Connection, not perfection. So try to connect. Be there for people. Listen, but also speak and take that other stance of that confident conversation driver. You're the driver of the conversation.
Right, right, right. Exactly. Feel good about yourself. You know, practice in the mirror. I mean, it sounds cheesy, but practice bringing up a current event in the mirror with a close friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, then just jump into the group with confidence.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. So, Michelle, we're talking about, it seems easy, but we're talking about a dramatic shift in the way our listeners think when they enter an English conversation.
Right.
Right. So the idea is not so much, you know, the idea is taking control. Like, don't be passive. Be active, but the way to make that work is by having the ideas, right?
Right, right, right. You are prepared. You have all this knowledge. I mean, we talk about that kind of thing. Like, you know, when you study for something, for anything, you know, you kind of come prepared and then you let it go. Like,
Sure. You center your mind, right? You clear your mind. And then, so you've done the preparation, you're ready, and then you're present in that conversation. I love it. We could talk longer about this one, Michelle, but I think we better jump off.
I think we better jump off too. So guys, we talked about this, but the takeaway, shift your mindset. If you don't understand something, you miss something, it's okay. And you can take control and start the new topic. There's no reason why you should think, maybe I shouldn't do this. Or like, you have as much to add in the conversation as anyone else. And guys, remember, go to allearsenglish.com/share contest to be a part of our very exciting ambassador program contest.
Awesome. I can't wait. We'll see you guys over there. Michelle, thanks for being on the mic with me today.
All right. You too. Bye, Lindsay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.